USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New reaction to Joe Biden becoming the 20th Democrat to get into the race for 2020. President Trump tweeting, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign. It will be nasty. You will be dealing with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas. But if you make it, I will see you at the starting gate," exclamation point. Now, the former vice president, who's run before, announcing in a video saying, "Our best days still lie ahead."
The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America, is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Now, Biden's current campaign staff includes folks from former President Obama's campaign and members of the Bernie Sanders and Clinton campaigns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 135 points, the Nasdaq up almost 17 points, the S&P 500 down a point. President Trump with a fatherly message for kids on Take Your Child to Work Day.
Never take drugs, don't drink alcohol, don't smoke, enjoy your life, okay? No drugs, no alcohol, no smoke. All right? You don't need it.
The State Department offering up a $10 million reward for information on a terrorist organization. USA Radio's John Clemens explains.
That reward will be paid for information that would lead to a disruption of the financial mechanism of the Lebanese-based terrorist organization that receives weapons, training, and financial funding from Iran. I spoke to Michael T. Ivanov, Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security.
The purpose is to stem and go after people that are hiding or facilitating Hezbollah.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Once again, a massive caravan making its way toward the U.S.
The massive migrant caravan said to be making its way towards the U.S.-Mexico border is a result of Congress not acting and continuing to encourage illegal immigration. That's at least according to Hector Garza. He's the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He also talks to Fox News about the difference between the previous caravans and that current migrant caravan.
The group is about 20,000 total, and as it comes closer to the United States, more and more people join that caravan. Now we're seeing people from Africa, we're seeing people from Nicaragua, we're seeing people from Cuba. So now the word is out that these people want to join caravans and want to make illegal entry to the United States. Now keep in mind that just in about over 6 months, we've apprehended more people than we did in all of fiscal year 2018. That is very dangerous. That is not good for our country, and having an unsecured immigration is not good for any of us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This weekend, President Trump will not be at the White House Correspondents' Dinner again, and staff this year also being asked not to go. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the reason why.
Last year, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders attended instead of the president, but ended up being on the wrong end of brutal comedic material delivered by last year's host, comedian Michelle Wolf. President Trump will be holding a political rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on the night of the dinner. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.